Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, here we are. Things are happening all over the place. And one thing I'm looking at in regards to God's news behind the news, I'm looking at Benghazi, that it seemed like just great injustice took place there last year. And people just went on. That's happened so many times. You have a tendency to go, well, hey, I guess this is going to go on. But as men and women begin to just pursue it, it's like now the floodgates are opening up. The floodgates are opening up in regards to this. And justice is starting to come out, it looks like, in regards to this. And it's so encouraging to see these three men who stood up begin to testify before. Remember, if you've been listening to Original Tent, you know they testify before you. When they said, we want to testify before the House of Representatives, what they're saying is, we want to tell the American people what happened.
Right.
That's a wonderful thing. That's not some government thing separate than you. That's your representatives. So these guys, when you see them sitting there, I mean, listen up, the CBN News reporting, and I'll talk to you just a moment. Listen up.
Trans-CBN News.
Lawmakers on Wednesday heard emotional testimony about the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Three witnesses from the State Department claimed not enough was done to prevent the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans from being killed. Republicans accused the Obama administration of a cover-up. Mark Martin has the story.
Three Foreign Service officers known as the Benghazi whistleblowers told their side of what happened September 11th, 2012 in Benghazi, Libya.
None of us should ever again experience what we went through in Tripoli and Benghazi.
Gregory Hicks was Ambassador Chris Stevens' deputy.
I got the ambassador on the other end, and he said, Greg, we're under attack.
The line went dead, and Hicks, who was at the embassy in Tripoli, said he wanted to dispatch a U.S. Special Forces team to Benghazi, but the team was ordered to stand down.
How did the personnel react to being told to stand down?
They were furious.
The Pentagon says the team was needed to fortify the embassy in Tripoli and would not have made it to Benghazi in time. Several hours after talking to the ambassador, Hicks took another call.
I think it's the saddest phone call I've ever had in my life. He told me that Ambassador Stevens had passed away.
One of the whistleblowers took issue with then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's testimony earlier this year about the motives behind the attack.
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
What happened prior, during, and after the attack matter. And it matters to my colleagues, to my colleagues at the Department of State.
The witnesses also said the administration's blaming of a YouTube video for the attacks did not make sense, and that they faced intimidation for questioning that line. The GOP says much more will come to light in future hearings.
This hearing opened the floodgates, but there are many, many more hearings we have to go through to find out the truth and find out why the truth became a lie.
It's about the government lying. It's about people being in harm's way, feeling abandoned. And we got to repair that trust and hold somebody accountable. With responsibility and power comes accountability, and there has been none in Benghazi. That's about to change.
Republicans say the hearing showed politics played a role in how the administration responded before the presidential election. The White House says that's not true. Mark Martin, CBN News.
I just think about this. It's like all of a sudden there's a breakthrough. And it's important to understand the original intent, because there was a day that this could be looked at as a negative thing because we didn't understand who the House of Representatives are. But the House of Representatives are the ones that you voted for to go to Washington, D.C. to represent you, so they can come back and talk to you in your district to tell you what's going on. So by them questioning these men willing to come there and say, listen, an injustice is happening here at Benghazi, you have to be involved in that. We have to be involved in that. And I thank God for these men, and I thank God for the congressmen and women who said, listen, we want to know what's going on. We want to know the whole story. We want to be able to bring justice in this. We need to continue to pray over our representatives, pray over these men who stood up for what is right, understanding that a lot of things may come against them, because if wrong things are happening, then you know threats may be made against them. But you know we can pray for them. These are men of integrity, obviously, that just encourage me about our nation. I believe God is answering our prayers. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.